in the limelight.
Millions of Americans who are struggling to put food on the table may discover a new item in government-funded relief packages of fresh fruits and vegetables, dairy and meat. A letter signed by Donald Trump. The letter is the latest example of the U.S. president blaring his official duties with his re-election campaign. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Isaac Arnsdorf, writer. This article is published under the heading, Trump is placing letters in food aid boxes to boost his re-election campaign. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. Millions of Americans who are struggling to put food on the table may discover a new item in government-funded relief packages of fresh fruits and vegetables, dairy and meat. A letter signed by Donald Trump. The message printed on White House letterhead in both English and Spanish touts the administration's response to the coronavirus, including aid provided through the Farmers to Families Food Box Program, a U.S. Department of Agriculture initiative to buy fresh food and ship it to needy families. The letter is reminiscent of Trump's effort to put his signature on stimulus checks and send a signed letter to millions of recipients. It's the latest example of the president blurring his official duties with his re-election campaign, most predominantly by hosting Trump's acceptance speech for the Republican nomination last week on the White House lawn. Democratic lawmakers have gone so far as to say the USDA letter violates the Federal Hatch Act. The law prohibits government officials from using their positions or taxpayer resources to engage in electioneering. Though the president himself is exempt, the ban applies to White House staff and agencies such as USDA. Using a federal relief program to distribute a self-promoting letter from the president to American families just 3 months before the presidential election is inappropriate and a violation of federal law, argued 49 House Democrats led by Marcia Fudge of Ohio in an August 14th letter to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, requesting information about the purpose and process behind Trump's letter. A public health crisis is not an opportunity for the administration to promote its own political interest. Likewise, a federal food assistance program should not be used as a tool for the president to exploit taxpayer dollars for his re-election campaign. The White House and the USDA didn't respond to questions from reporters. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has shrugged off Hatch Act concerns, telling Politico last week, "Nobody outside of the Beltway really cares." Past administrations have observed the Hatch Act with the strict firewalls between campaign and official events and admonitions against officials making any statements or taking actions that could appear political. The Trump administration, however, has routinely flouted this law. In addition to using the White House for convention speeches by the President and First Lady, Trump and other officials also conducted a naturalization ceremony and a pardon as part of the Republican National Convention. The Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered a speech from a diplomatic trip to occupied Palestine. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway violated the Hatch Act so many times that the Independent Office of a Special Counsel recommended she be fired. She wasn't, and said she'd leave the White House in August for family reasons. The letter in the food boxes may not violate the law since it doesn't explicitly refer to the election, according to the ethics watchdog Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. It doesn't make it inherently political just because he is a candidate, a spokesman for the group, Jordan Lobowitz, said in an interview. It's just one of the benefits of being an incumbent. But coming so close to an election, the implication of the letter was not lost on anyone. Some food banks expressed concern that the letter looked too much like a political endorsement, which tax-exempt nonprofit organizations aren't allowed to make. As a nonprofit, we would have to take the letter out of the boxes if they were included, because we can't publicly support political candidates, Mark Kund, executive director of the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York, said in a mail. Trump's letter purports to reinforce public health measures against the coronavirus, urging people to follow guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. However, the letter's advice contradicts the CDC's actual guidelines on face coverings, which Trump has resisted despite expert consensus. The letter says to consider wearing a face covering when in public, whereas the CDC says more definitively, cover your mouth and nose with a mask when around others. The administration promoted the letter's debut in a White House press release and a tweet from Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter and advisor. However, no food banks surveyed by ProPublica reported actually seeing the letter so far. Some wouldn't know because they pass the boxes directly to families without opening them, but others do spot checks for quality control and haven't found any letters. The Greater Cleveland Food Bank said a vendor suggested the letters would start being included in boxes on September 1st. The letters have shown up at some food banks in the Feeding America network, according to Kate Leon, the organization's chief government relations officer, but they've been included inconsistently and without any apparent pattern, she said. It's not across the board, she said. Aside from the letter, the food box program has come under fire for relying on questionable vendors and failing to match supplies with needs. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus is investigating the selection and performance of distribution companies that the USDA hired to implement the program, including several that lacked a requisite license to deal in fresh produce. At least one contract for $40 million was canceled. The vendor, Ben Holt, said he's still negotiating a settlement with the USDA. Others have been extended or added. Only 70% of vendors fulfilled at least 90% of their orders. Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Greg Ibach testified at a July 21st congressional hearing. Ibach also acknowledged that the program undeserved some regions because regional equity wasn't a factor in the USDA contractor selection. Although Congress allocated billions of dollars to distribute food to Americans in need, I'm concerned that the Trump administration's management of this critical effort has been marred by questionable contracting practices, a lack of accountability, and a failure to deliver food to many communities that need it most, the Coronavirus Subcommittee Chairman, Representative James E. Clyburn, DSC, said in an August 24th letter to Purdue. Rather than focusing on addressing these problems, the administration appears to be seeking political benefits from the program, including by inserting a letter signed by President Donald Trump in food boxes.